Hey, but we have less time, so let's tackle some stuff here. One, and this is kind of a general question that leads us to specifics. And that is, there was so much national attention on the Florida shooting, rightfully so, FISA memos, the collusion. And I think people lose sight of the fact, Mike, that the House of Representatives in D.C. has been taking on a long list of, we'll call it, more utilitarian in nature legislature. And I think this goes largely ignored. And I would hold an example to your recent comments about steel production in your district in relationship to the presidential decisions. That story barely saw daylight.
Right. And here's what's really wild is that actually the president in the last few days has now been advised by the Secretary of Commerce that we can move forward with what's known as the basically, it is for the security of the nation, the tariffs on the steel product. And let me tell you what explains the why it ties to security. The steel plant in my district actually provides steel for the exploration of natural gas and natural gas and oil production. And as of right now, Korea flooded that market with over a 200% increase last year, which means all the steel they're using for our in-country oil production is being supplied by Korea. And if all of a sudden we don't have our own plants being able to produce it, we're at their mercy. Likewise, there is a wire production that there's only one plant left in the United States that does it. And this wire is the main wire used in transformers for our electric grid. And whenever, if that plant shuts down, we are depending on China to make sure our electric grid is maintained. That then becomes a situation of national security. Therefore, the head of commerce, through this special rule that is already in our law, is now advised the president of the tariff levels that we need to go ahead and put on to make sure that our own domestic production returns to this United returns so that we can actually become self-sufficient in both of those areas. So, yeah, these are things we've been working on, even to the point that we had a very large meeting with the president and the Secretary of Commerce with people that are involved in not only the steel industry but the aluminum industry 2 weeks ago. And we got to have the ear of the president. And, yes, this is some vitally important stuff.
And I'll tell you what, you know, when it comes to this debate, it's interesting because I had the same conversation sitting next to the Ohio River with a group of people across from Kentucky, and they were talking about their fluorspar mine that they're building in Kentucky. And we had received all of our fluorspar from Mexico up until that point. I believe, of course, in southeastern Illinois, they had generated for years. Why is fluorspar important? Because it is a strategic mineral used for the production of aluminum.
Correct.
You know, and I keep thinking maybe we'll see that industry come back. Okay, I used the word utilitarian a couple of moments ago. How about this for utility? Something else you're working on, and that is the Veterans Compensation COLA Act of 2018.
Right. Basically, and here's the thing. When we work moving forward, I actually have tried the bill to make sure that it is automatically tied to the COLA would be tied to Social Security. So if Social Security receives the COLA increase, that way our veterans know that those are disabled and they receive a benefit, that benefit would be tied to that COLA. The problem is that the Veteran Services Organization, the VFW and all of those, they don't want it tied. They want to come back every couple years and make sure that we can do a monitoring with them direct, not tied to Social Security. And I said, okay, if that's their position. If those groups turn on you, you don't want to not work with them to try to figure out why it is that they have the reasons they do. Now, maybe someday they'll change that. So what we're doing is we're moving forward to make sure that the and remember what COLA is, and, you know, it's cost of living increase based on inflation. We want to make sure that our veterans are provided for and make sure that the dollar that they have today is worth the dollar that they had yesterday.
Right.
And that they can get all the things that they need.
Former Congressman Jerry Costello told me on more than one occasion, personally, you know, in private and on the air, that he thought that formula for COLAs should be redone, that it was really not what it needed to be.
It's not what it needs to be. The Social Security formula is a automatic. Okay, it works off of you know, the dollars and what the budget says that it's doing. So yeah, it's kind of outdated, and it does need to be kept up to today's time.
Right, and when you both hear a Democrat and Republican say it, then I have a tendency to really believe it.
Yeah.
You know, Mike, we're running out of time.
Just so you know, there's things that Republicans and Democrats actually do work on together.
Yeah.
On occasion.
Contrary to the popular the media depiction, Mike, we're already running out of time because we got a late start. But this is something that I want to hit here. It's all right, buddy. You know, things happen. I know you're a busy guy. Now, here's the thing. Is the VA response, you're saying, look, I want changes. I want HR changes here. We got to get these things done, right? You'd started. You'd been nice. You were nice. It's kind of like Roadhouse. It's time to be nice until it's time not to be nice anymore. And in this
let me answer, and I think I know where you're going, so let me answer this. Look, when the VA says they don't hire and fire based on our committee's recommendation, they have the authority in themselves. Well, they do. But remember, we're the Committee of Oversight. And when we've discovered issues, and the chairman of that committee that of oversight knows what the people in the administration in Marion said, that they're not going to listen to what our suggestions are, we also have some things that we can do.
Isn't that indicative of the problem itself, though?
Yeah. It's the arrogance of an overgrown bureaucracy. It is the largest bureaucracy in the world. And remember, there are members in that bureaucracy, not all. There are members. I want to be very, very clear, because there's some very, very good people who work there. But there are people involved with that bureaucracy that think it's about them and not about the veteran, and therein lies the problem.